offshore wind in the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The U.S. is not yet generating a watt of energy from commercial offshore wind. A couple of years ago, it looked like the Great Lakes might lead the nation. Michigan was among a handful of states working with federal agencies to speed up the process. As recently as a couple of months ago, construction of a wind farm in Lake Erie, off the Ohio shoreline near Cleveland, looked promising. But now, some are sounding the death knell for any wind development in the Great Lakes. Julie Grant reports.
The idea for building a wind farm in Lake Erie near Cleveland was hatched 10 years ago. Wind energy developer Lori Wagner says leaders started looking toward the energy sector to create more jobs. That's when they realized the region's potential for offshore wind energy.
But the real resource is in the lake. And the reason for that is you get about three times the energy over water due to the higher wind speeds and less turbulence than you do on land.
The Department of Energy estimates the country has an offshore wind capacity of 4 million megawatts. That's four times the generating capacity of all U.S. electric power plants. Wagner is president of the Lake Erie Energy Development Company, a nonprofit known as LEEDCO. They started developing a pilot project to build a wind farm out in the lake. Other Great Lakes states were also moving forward with offshore wind. In 2012, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and others negotiated with federal agencies to streamline the permitting process. A proposed wind farm in Nantucket Sound called Cape Wind was mired in lawsuits, and it looked then like the Great Lakes might be the nation's first region to get a project in the water. And LEEDCO's wind farm was in line to be that project. LEEDCO was in the running for a $47 million grant from the Department of Energy to get things started. I met with LEEDCO spokesman Eric Ritter in late April on the Cleveland Pier. He pointed out into the lake at where they plan to build six turbines. Each would be taller than the Statue of Liberty. Ritter was confident LEEDCO would win.
We're anticipating good news in a couple of weeks.
But they didn't get good news. Last month, the Department of Energy granted the money to projects on the east and west coasts. Cleveland newspapers have called it a gigantic setback for LEEDCO, saying it may be time to pull the plug on the project. In fact, the tide seems to have turned on wind development throughout the Great Lakes region. There's been vocal opposition. People are worried turbines might ruin their lake view and that they might harm migratory birds. In recent years, an offshore project was abandoned in New York. Pennsylvania has focused on natural gas as an energy source. And in Michigan, the legislature introduced a bill to prohibit permits for offshore wind turbines. Some experts look back at the initial purpose of LEEDCO's project and say the region is potentially giving up on a huge new sector for jobs.
In Europe, there's a total of 58,000 workers now working in offshore wind.
That's Willette Kempton. He's a professor focused on offshore wind at the University of Delaware. Kempton says Cape Wind was the U.S.'s first foray into offshore wind, but the ensuing lawsuits have had a chilling effect.
Other developers were scared off because they said, wow, these guys are just burning money through here and they're not getting anywhere toward building a project.
Kempton says the Obama administration's new proposed carbon rules could help make offshore wind more attractive, but he says it hasn't helped that the federal government rolled back the wind energy tax credits. Despite the setbacks, LEEDCO isn't giving up on its wind farm in Lake Erie. A spokesman says they're disappointed they didn't get the federal grant money, but they're still fully committed to making it happen. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.